This is the Bigger Infinity Podcast, a Violet Spark production. Join me on this journey of discovery and self-discovery as we play in the space of possibilities, unlimited possibilities. We will be inspired to explore and expand our minds, our beliefs, our perceptions, and even our realities. This is the space to be playful, to be curious, and most of all, to create bigger infinities. Hi, welcome to the Bigger Infinity Podcast. I am Beth Gillier, your host for this fabulous journey. At least I hope it'll be fabulous. So, this is my first podcast, and I've already recorded it, stopped and started so many times. Oh my gosh, this is actually really kind of hard. I'm more of a writer, and I don't know. It's hard to articulate everything I want to say and try to stay focused without going off on so many tangents. So I don't know. We're just going to give it a whirl here. I'm just really excited to have a podcast. I have felt called to create this podcast mainly because, so for me, when I listen to a podcast or a video on YouTube or what have you, I want to be inspired. So my whole idea for the podcast was to inspire people to just start to think differently about their own realities and their own health, physical, mental health, and wellness, and just about kind of a little bit of everything in general. So I am not an expert on anything. I have a master's degree in international policy studies, which is really unrelated. And I started getting interested in nutrition and physical and mental health back in 2012 when I cleaned up my diet. I did an elimination diet and inadvertently cured my depression. As it turns out, it turns out that gluten and dairy just really did a number on my on my psychological wellness. So I really got interested in that, and then it's kind of morphed into sort of a spiritual side, but not even that so much. I'm kind of coming at this from two different pathways, a scientific pathway and a spiritual pathway. And the way they've merged in my life, in my reality, has been just fascinating and interesting and has made me want to do research on all different kinds of things. You know, I learned Reiki. I'm not a Reiki master, but I took a couple Reiki classes, and I do holistic wellness coaching, and just so I've wanted to do research on, you know, how does energy healing work? Because it does. It's amazing. It's so fascinating to me how it works, because we're electricity and we're energy, and you know, the whole mind over matter and the way energy healing works and sound healing and all these different modalities and water. Oh my gosh, I'm fascinated with water and how water works in the body and how water interacts with how it affects the electricity in your body, how it interacts with the energy. From energy work. I mean, yeah. So this is what I've been deep diving into over the last few months last few years, honestly. And so I just thought, like, I may not have anything new to say. I mean, it might be new to you and it may or may not resonate with you. So just take what you like, do research on anything that you find interesting that I say. And, you know, if it doesn't ring true for you, just, you know, leave it and don't worry about it, because everything that I say is going to be filtered through my own perception of reality. And your reality, which I accept, is your reality is just different from mine. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way it is for everybody. So there you go. So I decided to call my podcast Bigger Infinity because I heard that term on a podcast and it's actually a mathematical term, but I started using it in my own life to just explain how I was expanding my own personal awareness, my own capacity to hold possibilities, unlimited possibilities. And I just love that idea. And I just want to help other people. I want to inspire other people to have bigger infinities. So that means questioning your reality, the things you believe, the stories you tell yourself, taking self-responsibility for your life, for creating your own reality, expanding your capacity to hold love, unconditional love, and gratitude for your life just the way it is right now, without judgment. That's the unconditional part. So, you know, appreciating your life and your experiences that you're having right now in this very moment and allowing them because they are meant for you. Our whole life is about having experiences. It's like the universe or consciousness, whatever you want to call it, having, you know, all these realities through which to have experiences. So we're localized consciousness having experiences as a human body, and it's about allowing all of them and appreciating all of them, even what you might label as bad experiences, because they're really, in the bigger infinity scheme of things, there are no good or bad experiences. They are all for you and all for your highest good. And it may feel really crappy in the moment if you're not enjoying, I suppose, what you're experiencing, but then what if you could enjoy it, right? So it's about asking, it's about playing with what ifs. What if you could enjoy it? What if you could appreciate what you're going through for what it is, for you, right? It's about expanding your capacity to hold discomfort, to hold your own discomfort to be able to allow your own feelings to move through you, because it's very uncomfortable. But it's also about expanding your capacity to hold the discomfort of others, or at least allow them to experience their own discomfort. You know, because as humans, it's really hard for us to see someone in pain, at least for most of us, right? So your partner, your friends, children, especially if you're a parent, watching your children suffer and, you know, be upset or be in pain, you know, you just want to jump in and fix it. And that's not always the best thing to do. Sometimes you have to just hold space for them, for other people to work through their own emotions and their own experiences, and just offer support and sympathy and just like hold that discomfort, right? And it's about, your ability to allow yourself to feel your own emotions without burying them, without distracting yourself. Allow, you know, whatever you're feeling to bubble up. Feel it in your body. Just be okay with it and let it move through you, because it will move through you and you can release it. And then you're not burying it in your body or in your energy field or however that works, and, you know, making yourself sick because of these, you know, because of your traumas and your feelings that you don't allow to heal or release, right? And also, most of all, it's about expanding your capacity to hold curiosity and playfulness and bring those into your life, because that, I mean, it's one of the most important things you can do is be curious about what you're experiencing. Be curious about the stories you're telling yourself and the beliefs that you hold, and then just have fun in life. So, you know, it's about having experiences, but it's also about having fun and being playful as much as you can. Let your inner child out. Life doesn't have to be so hard. You don't have to suffer, and you don't have to be so serious all the time. Because some of the things that we, you know, think are so important right now in our reality aren't really real or aren't really that important in the grand scheme of things. So let go a little and let a little bit of magic into your life and a little bit of curiosity and a little bit of the unknown and a lot of possibilities. You have access to unlimited possibilities. You are pure potential because you create your own reality. And I know you've probably heard this before, but it's true. You are creating your own reality right now. And everything that you are thinking and telling yourself and believing and sending your energy to is what you are bringing into your life right now. So my invitation to you is to start being curious and start questioning what it is that's limiting you. Is it your beliefs, your stories that you're telling yourself, your thoughts? Are you stuck in a victim mentality? Or are you self-aware and taking self-responsibility? I mean, it's normal as a human to get sucked into victim mentality. The question is, how long do you allow yourself to stay there? And do you recognize it, first of all? And that's going to be a whole podcast episode just on victim mentality. But let's talk about beliefs right now. Because all of those are really interrelated, but beliefs is kind of an umbrella to look at. So definition of belief. It is something that is accepted, considered to be true, or held as an opinion. Something believed, mental acceptance of, and conviction in the truth, actuality, or validity of something. So it's sort of the truths that we hold on to. So what beliefs are you holding on to so tightly that they might be limiting you? What truths do you identify with that might be holding you back? For example, like this podcast is so hard. No, it's really not that hard. And if I don't take it so seriously and expect it to be so perfect, then, you know, then I already have a bigger infinity. And you guys are cool with that, right? So what do you tell yourself? Do you tell yourself you're stuck, that you're depressed, you have anxiety, you have an ingrown toenail, and so you can't run that marathon you want to run? Do you feel like you'll never be successful? You will never be rich enough. You never have enough money, and you can't do such and such because you can't afford it, or you can't, or you don't have the time. You know, do you have a sense of lack around time or money? Do you believe that you can't do something because you're not good at it? Or, you know, someone once told you that you weren't good at it. So start paying attention to what you tell yourself. You know, things you hear yourself saying. Pay attention to the words you use. Pay attention to the stories and the even just conventional wisdom that we have just heard so often in our lives that we just think it's true. You know, I don't know, not too long ago, I heard myself spouting off something. Excuse me, I couldn't tell you what it was. I just remember, you know, it was either to my husband or my son, and I kind of just, I called out something, like, either about how to do something or what not to do. I can't remember what it was, but I stopped and I thought, wait a minute, why, where did I even get that? Is it true? Do I even know that this is true? And is it just something that I heard my mom say 20, 30 years ago, and I just think it's true? I'm like, well, okay, never mind. I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's true. And it's okay. It's okay to acknowledge that something may not be true. I had a client of mine. I was waxing on about the magic and the beauty and the excitement of the unknown. And my client said to me that she was actually afraid of the unknown. And I realized there's, you know, there's a sense of safety and control when you know something and you can feel, you know, you have that comfort. And it's very, very uncomfortable to start questioning. I mean, it's called cognitive dissonance. You've probably heard that term. And it's very, very uncomfortable to start questioning whether or not something that you have always thought was true and questioning whether it's true or not. And I get that, but it's about expanding your capacity to hold discomfort, right? So just start noticing what you believe, noticing your beliefs, and then just questioning yourself, is it true? Where did I get this information? And it can be, like I said, conventional wisdom, like things like, you know, you shouldn't swim for 30 minutes after you eat. Well, how many of you have gone swimming right after eating and you didn't drown? And so you know that, you know, you can be pretty sure that's probably not true. So just start thinking about noticing your beliefs and then just wondering where you got that information and just wondering if it's true. And you don't necessarily have to find out if it's true or not, unless you want to do research. I mean, it could just be something like, well, I have a good example. So I read this story. It was a man who thought he was going through this process, right, of questioning his beliefs. And he was telling himself he had always told himself he wasn't good at art. And he started wondering where that came from. And I don't know, it was either a parent or a teacher. Somebody had said something that, you know, he took that as, you know, he wasn't good at art. And so he shouldn't do art because he wasn't good at it. Well, he remembered liking art, you know, drawing and painting. And so he's like, well, I'm going to do it for myself. I don't have to be good at it. I'm just going to do it for myself. And so he started painting and he was really enjoying it. And he had a lot of paintings and somehow he ended up getting a one-man show, in the city where he lived. And, you know, it was a relatively big deal. And he, you know, at the show, he was talking to some people and they were like, wow, how'd you do this? Do you know how hard it is to get a one-man show? And he was like, no, you know, if I had known, I probably wouldn't have done it. Because he, you know, he would have been taking on other people's fears and beliefs and like, well, no, it's too hard to get a one-man show. I'll never get a one-man show. And so because he didn't know, I don't know, I think that's so funny. Like, because he didn't even know and he never held that belief, then he was able to do it. So if you can question your beliefs, like where did you, so you think you're bad at art, where did that come from? You know, you internalized that somewhere along the way. Where did that come from? Is it true? Does it even matter, right? Because if you like painting, then just paint. If you like singing, then sing. And then just enjoy it. Do it for yourself, right? So question your beliefs. And then like he did, he just didn't know. But like sometimes you take on other people's fears or beliefs and you make them your own. Like, oh, well, it's too hard. It's too hard to do a it's too hard to do a podcast. No, it's too hard to do a one-man show. Or, you know, it's too hard to write a book. You'll never get published. Of course, you can self-publish these days. But, you know, like what? Why are you telling yourself that? Why do I think it's so hard? What if it's not? play with what ifs. What if it's not hard? What if, you know, what if I, you know, what if this ingrown toenail is keeping me from running a marathon, but I can walk or run, you know, I'll just run for me. I don't have to run a marathon. I can run for me. Or what if I didn't let it, you know, what if I didn't let this hold me back? Whatever it is that you're telling yourself is holding you back. What if it didn't? Right? So playing with what ifs, being curious about what you're telling yourself, about your beliefs, and just loosen your grip a little bit on what you, you know, what is hard and fast truths for you, or the things you judge. You can notice by the things you judge too. Like loosen your grip a little bit on, and just be okay with not knowing or with questioning maybe something's not true, or just letting a little bit of magic in your life, right? A little bit of curiosity, a little bit of magic. What else did I want to tell you? I have notes, although I'm trying not to like pay too much attention to them so that I don't know, whatever, just to make this a little bit easier. So yeah, so start noticing, start with little things, and then you can work up to maybe the bigger things that are a little bit harder to swallow as far as, you know, like your health and mental wellness. But just catch yourself saying things, limiting yourself, and be curious. Play with what ifs, and then just start letting in a few more possibilities. Like what if you could be more successful than you ever realized? What if, you know, I don't even know, like just thinking about myself, even my 20, you know, I started this journey in 2012 as far as like health and wellness, and that was September. So let's say if I tell myself in the summer, if I told myself from summer 2012, like what my life is like right now, I would not believe it. Like I felt so stuck and not in a good place, and I didn't think, you know, I was in kind of a toxic relationship. I wanted to leave, which I did leave eventually. It took me longer than it probably should have, but no judgment. But yeah, I would not have believed that everything that my life is right now would have been possible. So just be open to possibilities that you don't even know what they are, and just allow in all the wonderful possibilities. I know I say the word possibilities a lot, but that's what it's about. Bigger, allow your infinity to be bigger, right? So I think that is it for the episode. I will probably also in future episodes have a question and answer segment. So if you have any questions, I'm not great at coming up with specifics when I'm telling stories, or, you know, when I'm trying to explain something, you know, specific examples are always really helpful. So that I do struggle with that. But if you have questions that you want to ask me, I'm happy to answer them. My answer will probably always be at first, I don't know, because I don't know. I don't know everything or maybe anything, but I can definitely give you a way to think about it, right? So that'll be our question and answer segment for the next episode. If you have any questions, feel free to leave a comment or shoot me an email. My website is in the show notes. All right, well, thank you for tuning in. Have a great day and make fun choices.